Well, the thought that the Lord has laid on my heart is a good fight.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I was thinking about when Sister Baxter, she didn't know what was on my heart, and she's talking about fight. The Lord has put that on my heart today. I was thinking about fight. Yes, the Lord gave me a message once on fighting. But today he brought back, well, it's not today, he's been talking to me for days, several days. I don't remember when he brought this thought about a good fight.
Yes.
But, you know, if we are going to win in this race, we're going to have to be willing to fight. I'm not a natural, if I went according to my natural person, I'm not good at fighting. I don't like fighting. But when it comes to the things of God, he gives me something different from my natural person. And we must be willing to fight. We cannot afford to lay down and let the enemy just railroad us. He'd like for us to just be, you know, scared. Kind of feel defenseless, feel helpless and all, but we're not helpless because even though we have to have some fight in us, God is there to help us with it. We're not alone. I was thinking about the enemy. You know, we have a fierce enemy and we need to be willing to fight against him. If we are not willing to, he'll just take over. You ever seen anybody that's a bully?
Oh, yes.
The devil is a bully.
That's right.
And he will bulldoze us if we let him.
Yes.
But when it comes to our eternal soul, we can't afford to just lay down and let him have
that's
his way.
Right.
We must have a fight in us. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4 and 7.
2 Timothy 4 and 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Notice he said, I fought a good fight.
It's a good fight. Amen.
I finished my course.
Yes.
I've kept the faith. We want to fight a good fight.
A good fight.
We're going to give him all we got.
That's right.
We're going to punch him here and there.
That's right.
Whatever it takes.
Yes.
We're not letting you have it. The devil come up against us like a bully, and he wants to take over and make us feel depressed and down and defeated. Punch him with the word of God.
That's right.
We have tools, yes, to fight the devil with.
Yes. Amen.
You know, this is not a literal fight. It's a spiritual fight.
A spiritual fight. Amen.
We got to fight. We got to be willing, yes, to fight.
Yes.
We got to, if the Lord give us salvation, we're going to have to fight to keep it.
That's right.
Yes. He wants to take it. We can't afford to just let him take it. Say no, devil, and stand flat-footed. You know, there's a song that Sister Judy in Honduras sings. She puts her foot down. I cannot think of the song right now.
My mind's made up?
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the song?
I've got my foot on the rock. I look him straight in the eye. I set my foot on the rock. And my mind's made up. Though I walk through a lonely valley and I drink from a bitter cup. But when the devil comes a knocking, join me an easier way.
Yes.
I look him straight in the eye.
That's it. We have to have that kind of faith. He'll accuse us too.
Yes.
He'll come and say, "Oh, you didn't do that right. You no good. You're not going to be able to do this, right?" He probably said that plenty of times for you. I call you Karen.
Yeah.
Karen. Karen. I know how to say it in Spanish. But I'm sure plenty of times he's come up to your face and say, "You're not going to be able to do this." But you got to have your mind made up.
That's
you say, "I got my mind made up."
Right.
You stop, sister,
right.
It's put your foot down.
Yes.
And let him know, you're not getting this.
That's right.
You're not getting it back.
That's right.
It's been taken from you, and it won't go back.
Yes.
Said First Timothy. And we want this at the end. This is at the end. This is Paul saying, "I fought a good fight."
Yes.
This is at the end.
Yes.
We want to see the end of this thing. It doesn't help to start if you don't go to the end. The prize is at the end. Like
yes.
That song was saying, I stand there with the crown. We want to get our crown. We don't have to let anything, anybody, the devil, in any form he takes, we don't have to let him have it. My mind's made up.
Yes.
Let him know.
Yes.
I got a good fight.
Yes.
He not only said he fought a good fight, he said, "I finished my course."
Thank you.
We want to fight to the finish. We want to win. We want to win. We're going to have to fight to win. We can't be lazy.
Yeah.
Can't be lazy in this. 1 Timothy 6:12.
Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Are you professing salvation? Are you professing to be a Christian? Are you professing a good profession? Fight the good fight of faith.
Help me, Lord.
Lay hold on eternal life. Don't give up. Don't hold your head down. Don't let the devil have it. Fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Lay hold on eternal life. The prize is at the end. Psalms 144:1. So many times people give up for one thing or another. Problems, or maybe somebody making fun of them, somebody telling them they can't do it, you no good, you this, you that, you not this, you not that. All of that is from the enemy. See, he can work through people, he can work through things, he can work through problems. The devil is a bully.
Yes.
Don't let him have it.
Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight.
You know, I can say that. I can personally say that because I'm not a natural fighter. But I can personally say the Lord teaches my hands to fight.
Yes.
When it comes to spiritual warfare.
That's right.
This is a warfare. We're in a warfare. Might as well realize it. You're not going to go from here to heaven on flower beds of ease.
That's right.
We'd like to, but it's not going to happen like that. Because you have a fierce advocate that's bound and determined to take you down.
Yes.
Don't let him. Don't let him. God is faithful to teach our hands to fight. He didn't leave us alone. He has ways and things to keep us going. When it seems like we can't walk any farther, he can help us to go farther. He can give us strength. You want to know something? Before I got up here, I was feeling bad. And I was feeling real weak. And I couldn't figure out why. But once I got here, the Lord has given me strength. It is Him that does these things. And I'm thankful. Let's go now to John 10 and 10. Let's look at what this fierce advocate, this fierce opponent is, who he is, and what he is, and what his purpose is. John, St. John 10 and 10.
The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly.
The devil is a thief. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your peace. He wants to steal your confidence in God. He wants to steal your faith. If we remember, Jesus told Peter, he said, before he failed, before he denied him, he said, I'm praying for you that your faith fail not. Don't you know he has that same care for us today? That our faith fail not. But the thief cometh to take away our faith. He'll let something happen. Maybe a sickness. Maybe a death of a loved one. To grab your faith. To steal it. He said he come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Right? The thief coming.
Yes. The thief coming not but to steal and to kill and to destroy.
He has no other purpose. That's his purpose. Steal, kill, and destroy. And he'll do it if you let him. You can just lay down and let him walk right over you. Or you can get up and start fighting. And we must fight. Psalms 56, 1 and 2.
Psalm 56. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppressing me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High.
See, many. It could be your person. Or it could be just the devil himself trying to railroad you through your mind. In many ways, he's there to swallow us up. I was thinking about this scripture that's my scripture that I live by. And that is, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I find myself quoting that scripture a lot. Maybe I have a problem, or maybe I'm not feeling that good, or maybe something is on my mind, or the enemy tried to attack you. He'll attack you through your thoughts. You've gone along just fine, and he'll bring a thought that just make depression. He wants to do that. But that scripture said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Don't you know? God is going to help us.
That's right.
We're not fighting alone.
That's right.
When we're willing to fight, he puts the power there. And he destroys the enemy that would overtake you and make you feel like you're not going to make it. Sister Georgia used to sing that song, I'm Going to Make It. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Sing it.
God says you're going to make it. God said you're going to make it. You're gonna make it through the raging storm. Don't worry over thunder. John said, you're gonna thunder. God says you're gonna make it. You're gonna make it to the altar on the board.
Thank the Lord. And so, we're going to make it because the Master's on board.
On board, amen.
But he wants us to be willing to fight. He doesn't want us to give up.
Yes.
Do you remember in the scripture when Jesus, Peter said, if that's you, Lord, bid me come to you on the water.
Yes.
He said, come. He got out there and started walking on the water.
Yes, he did.
Can you imagine that?
Yes, he did.
Literally walking on the water.
Yes.
But what happened? He started looking down. See, the Lord don't want us to do that. Let's don't look down or with the waves and stuff. Let's keep our eyes on the Lord. He wants us to be willing to fight. We can't afford to just give up. We can't afford to look at the waves and the storms and the all the stuff that happens. No, we want to fight. I thank the Lord for his goodness. He's a wonderful Savior. He doesn't put us in this race to fail. 1 Peter 5:8-9. No failure. Paul said, I fought a good fight.
Yes.
I finished my course. We got to fight a good fight, and we got to finish our course.
What verse did you say?
Verse 8 and 9.
Which 1
Peter 5.
8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Notice that he says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
Whom resist steadfast in faith. We got to do something. We don't have to just give in to him. Resist him. When we put up a fight, we're resisting the devil.
That's right.
And that's what we need to do. Sometimes you can be timid. That's natural, in the natural.
Yes.
But when in the spiritual, you don't want to be timid when it comes to the devil. We have to let him know, I mean business. You know he knows if you mean business. But he'll come again. I want us to look at Jesus, how he fought the devil. He was the example of how to fight the devil.
Yes.
Let's go to Luke 4:1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. He tried to take the Lord down when he first started his ministry. If thou be, he tried to put a doubt in his mind that he was the Son of God. He knew who he was, but prove to me you're the Son of God. If you are the Son, look at this bully. He'd do that to all of us. Prove to me if you be a child of God. We don't have to. You don't have to prove to a bully nothing.
No,
it says, Jesus said, and this is how Jesus took care of this bully. And Jesus said unto him, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. He used the word of God to fight the devil with. He didn't just say, but sometimes you have to just say, get behind me, Satan. But it's good to use the word of God to fight the devil with. Now, he could have said, you know, it ain't going to hurt me to make some bread. I mean, I can prove that I can make bread. I can make bread out of these stones. But he would have been following the devil. He would have been listening to the devil and doing what the devil wanted him to do. He was wise enough not to do that. And we need to have wisdom, too. The devil will try to trick us and lead us in little ways. No, we don't have to prove to him nothing. We have to resist him. And this is how he resisted. And the devil taking him up into a high mountain showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment's time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomever I will give it. You know what? That's a lot of nerve. If he will come to the Son of God and try to get him to do something for him, do something that he could give him power, he'll do anything. He's a fierce advocate. I mean, I keep saying advocate. He's a fierce opponent.
Adversary.
And he's out to get us. And we have to be watchful. And we have to be careful not to lean to him under any circumstance. Again, he said, and if thou would worship me, that don't even make sense, does it? And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan.
Amen. That's
right.
We want to get him behind us.
That's right.
For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if, again, I'm going to tell you something. He might leave you with something, but he's going to try to come back.
That's right.
Maybe think you're not paying attention. And here he's coming with the same thing. If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. And he used scripture. For as it's written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said to him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Amen.
And then it said, and the devil left. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. So just because you win today, don't mean you can sit down and take it easy tomorrow.
That's right.
Because he's going to come back.
Yes.
And you're going to have to fight again.
That's right.
But we want to fight until the end. And he said, Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. We want to fight to the end.
That's right.
And finish the course. So it's going to take fighting. Day after day. Every time he puts up a fight, we got to fight back.
That's right.
And that's one time we can fight. One of the things we're going to really have to fight against is ourselves.
Oh, yes.
Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
The first fight that we're going to have to do when we give our heart to the Lord is to fight ourselves. A physical fight is not really acceptable with God. suppose somebody says something that I don't like and I fight back. That's not the kind of fight that he wants. This is a spiritual fight. We can't afford to fight physically. I can't say, I'm not going to take that from him. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. That's not the kind of fight that the Lord is accepting. The spiritual fight is what he's accepting. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9 and read 26 and 27.
1 Corinthians 9 and 26.
Yeah.
I therefore so one, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, that lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be in captivity.
So see, I fight, I'm going to have to fight self first. It's not a physical warfare, it's a spiritual warfare. I'm going to have to say no to myself when myself want to do the thing that's not what God wants. If God wants something, I'm going to have to fight self to do it God's way. If I don't fight that way, then I'll end up doing the way the devil wants. So we have to have a fight in us to resist the devil and to deny ourselves. Luke 9 and 23.
And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Notice that's a daily denying myself. I can't deny myself today and tomorrow just do what I want to. I have to deny myself and do what God wants me to do. Or do what he doesn't want, not do something that he says don't do. Either way, I have to deny myself and obey God. 1 Corinthians 15 and 31.
1 Corinthians 15 and 31. I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I die daily.
Die daily. It's a daily dying to ourselves. We start, that's the first thing. When we get saved and we want to follow the Lord, we must deny ourselves. And when you think about it, he called his apostles, he called them, they had to forsake whatever they were doing to follow him. And it's the same way with us. We may have some ways and things we're used to doing, and the Lord wants us to forsake that. We can't just say, oh, I'm saved and I just do what I used to do. The things I used to do, I stopped doing it. Wrong things I used to do, I stopped doing it. That's how I deny myself. If I was an alcoholic and like to drink and like to do other things, maybe not be so, maybe loose life, we have to deny that to follow the Lord. We're going to live holiness unto the Lord. 1 Timothy 1:18.
This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before of thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare.
We want to war a good warfare. We don't want to half do it. We want to be faithful. It doesn't do any good to have to do anything. We want to do it. Put our whole heart in it. Be passionate about God and the things of God. Put your time and your effort. Get up. Read the Word of God. Spend time with God. Pray. Sing the songs of Zion, not the worldly songs. All of this, we're warring a good warfare by doing God's way instead of going our own way. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-8.
2 Corinthians 10 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself
against
the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Stop just there. Have you had the enemy bring you thoughts that you know are not good thoughts? You're going to war good warfare, you're going to resist those.
Right.
You're going to cast those down. If you know it's wrong, don't entertain it. Now, we're not held accountable for a thought that comes to our mind, but we will be held accountable if we entertain those thoughts and we just enjoy them and continue to think of. The devil will bring all kinds of thoughts. Don't you know he was bringing that stuff to Jesus? It didn't make it wrong for Jesus because he resisted it. And we have to do the same thing. It says casting down. That's a fight. Casting down imagination. If an imagination comes to your mind that's no good, cast it down. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And then it says bring it into captivity. Every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Yes.
So, this is a fight. Are you willing to fight?
Amen.
Are you just going to lay down and let the devil just tell you anything and railroad you? No. Fight. I want to tell you that sometimes when we fight, we can fight by being quiet. Did you know that? Sometimes the Lord says, be quiet. You think, I got to tell them. I can't let them get by with that. And the Lord said, be quiet.
Oh, yes.
So, be quiet.
Yes.
Fight. Fight the devil. He wants you to go over the Lord and say stuff that you shouldn't be saying. But we want to be still. In one scripture, he told them, be still. And he said, I shall fight for you, and you shall hold my peace.
Yes.
There were several scriptures, your peace, where the Lord let them know, you're going to be quiet. And I'm going to fight for you. Sometimes that's the way the Lord helps us to fight. Let's go to Hebrews 10 and 32. And fighting, it may take different forms. But we want to be faithful to the Lord in every form. Every way the Lord wants us to fight, that's what we're going to do.
Hebrews 10 and 32. Former days in which, after ye were illuminated,
Yeah, some of it. You got to fight. You have afflictions, and you endure afflictions, and that is the way you fought, by enduring the afflictions that came your way. Now, I have one more scripture I want us to read. 1 Timothy 6, and read 11 to 19. So the whole purpose of our fighting is to win, and we win the goal of eternal life.
But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. For unto thou art also called, and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, unto the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Go all the way to 19.
Which in his times he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes.
Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, which giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may hold on eternal life.
Lay hold on eternal life. So, you see, if we live and we follow after righteousness and godliness and faith and love and patience and meekness, this is the way to do it. And we follow after these things. We live this holy and righteous life before God. At the end, we're going to lay hold to eternal life. And that's what the end product is. That's the end of, you know, at doing a fight or doing a warfare. People get rewards, right? They get trophies and stuff like that.
Yes.
And our trophy is eternal life. So if we fight the good fight of faith, we're going to lay hold on eternal life. We're going to have an eternity with God. And nothing is worth losing that.
That's
nothing.
Right.
So I desire your prayers.
Amen.